joining you. It's 9:42. We've got a beautiful day going. Sunshine, 67 degrees. Wednesday Talk Around continues. Man, the months fly by. It's the last day of August, which means we got a visit from Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Well, again, this resounding chorus of where did the summer go?
Right, exactly. You know, we got kind of robbed out of it on the early end of summer with, you know, it's cool for a long time. So, yeah, it really blew by fast.
But they say now that there's no end of the summer weather here for the next couple weeks.
So right. This is, you know, I can't decide between spring and fall, which is my favorite. But
I'm leaning more towards fall.
Yeah, you get some nice low humidity days where the temperatures are just right.
So. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, no shortage of things going on here in the month of September. I'll let you go through the list here. And what have we got?
All right. So we're kind of going through our transition here from summer to fall activities today. Is our final Music in the Park night.
That's right.
Down at Hugh Shelter. We moved it from Hugh Shelter, or moved it from the band shelter to Hugh Shelter. The old band shelter is down, and the new one has, they started on footings, forming those up the other day.
Fantastic.
Science School is working on that. They're a good partner with us. And it'll be Crocious and Crew. They're going to end it out like they usually do every year.
So right.
That'll be fun. Get down there tonight and see them. September 5th, there's a turkey shootout at Joe Pekarski Trap Range north of Morton. That starts at noon. I don't have a whole lot of details on that, but you just have to go out there and have some fun. It'll be a good time. September 6th, right after Labor Day, youth flag football starts for us, one of our youth programs. And then also the Chiankapa Zoo hours are going to change from change to 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They shorten up their hours a little bit as the fall goes on. And then also the Lonnie Halverson Prairie Rose Carousel hours, those will change to the weekends from 11 to 4. So just a note on that when those are going to be open. Then September 7th, we've got some classes that are going to start. They're Tai Chi Quan classes. I think I'm saying that right. They'll be at the community center from 9:30 to 10:30, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and they'll go through November 4th. These are some balance and motion classes that are sponsored by NDSU Extension, and you can call Rhonda Grippentrog at 701-642-7793, and these classes are free. So it's a pretty good program that they got going. And then September 10th is the fall youth goose hunt on the Minnesota side. Cindy Van Tassel is running that through the Red River Area Sportsman's Club. You can get a hold of her at 218-643-4374 for more information. Get signed up for that.
Okay.
And then on the 14th is the 10th annual TSSA Safety Conference at the Wapton Events Center. That starts at 8 a.m. There's seminars and vendors for safety programs for businesses and things like that. It's really a good deal to get out there and find out some information on these things. You can register at tristatesafetyassociation.com. They'll get you registered, and you can go in there and get some information for your business or whatever. And then on the 15th is when Wapton Fall Festival kicks off with the Classy and Classic Car Show. That'll be downtown Wapton from 4 to 7. That's a free event. And then Friday the 16th, there's going to be a movie in the park. The movie will be Sandlot, and that'll be at the grandstand at John Randall Field, and that starts at 8 o'clock. We're going to try to make it just like a regular movie theater and have popcorn and all the snacks and all that kind of stuff for that, and that's also a free event, so it should be a fun thing. Probably bring a blanket maybe down there. Lawn chairs or stadium seats or something like that to sit in there. There are some stadium seats on the grandstand, but they'll probably need some extra seating for that.
And how appropriate, the Sandlot of John Randall Fields.
Exactly.
Are you?
Yep.
Killing me, Schmalls. I love that line. Yep. What else is happening?
All right. So then the Bull Bash, the big event for the fall festival, put on by the Wapton Fire Department. And that'll be at NDSCS Butte Alumni Stadium. That starts at 6 o'clock. Also, earlier in the day at the Wapton Events Center, there will be some games going on there. There will be some puzzle-building contests. That's at 10. Beanbag tournament starts at 11, and then bingo at 12:30. And you can email Chris DeVries. That's chrisd@wapton.com to get registered. Those games are all free. And then also that day, the youth waterfall hunt on the North Dakota side, that's sponsored by the Red River Air Sportsman's Club. And you can call the Wapton Parks and Recreation Office at 642-2811 to register for that.
Okay.
And then the following week, we start up our women's volleyball on Monday the 19th. The 19th, anyway, September 19th, women's volleyball starts at 6:30 p.m. at the community center. Also that day, September 19th, youth girls basketball starts. And then on the 21st, Wednesday, co-ed volleyball starts at 6:30 at the community center. And then there's also a Zoo Friends picnic. Members should be expecting their invitations to that. And the 24th, at the zoo, Chinkaba Zoo, there will be a duck stamp day. That you'll probably have to call down to Kathy. I don't have a whole lot of information on that. But I know that, you know, kids can go in there and start drawing their submissions for the duck stamp contest that they have. And there might be some artists down there to help them, you know, with some skills in that. So that'll be a fun event for the kids on September 24th, Saturday.
All right.
And then we also have Story Stroll. That's still going. That's through Leech Public Library. What they did is they set up like poster boards on lawn poster boards with a story as you walk down the paths. So that's a fun thing. That'll be in Chihinkapa Park through the month of September. And then Red Door Art Gallery has a rural art exhibition going on through October 1st. So get down there and visit that and see that. So,
well, I tell you what, no shortage of things coming up here in the month of September.
No, we stay pretty busy. You know, a lot of these are, you know, other groups that do them, but we support them in any way that we can. You know,
absolutely.
Try to help them along, whether we've got facilities or people to help them out or whatever it is.
So, it all seems to flow through Wapton Parks and Rec eventually. It all seems to come through you guys.
Well, we like to get our help out there to help them out with whatever they might need.
So. Absolutely. Brad, always great to have you in here, my friend. Have a good month here. We'll talk with you at the end of September.
You too, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec, monthly report. And yeah, we'll hear from Brad at the end of September. Find out what's coming up in the month of October, if you can believe it. Back to the music. This is Chris Young. Can take it from there. The voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.